Playing left tackle in the National Football League requires a big man with long, powerful arms and the feet of a ballerina to keep up with the blitzing defenders who are after his quarterback. It also requires a certain mental approach, one that prepares you to face cat-quick pass rushers intent on wrecking the play and making you look silly.
It takes a lot of reps to be mentally prepared for all that. And, you know, it's something that the pass rushers in the NFL, they're all, you know, they're pretty much the best athletes on the team. And, you know, they got speed, they got strength, they can move. And, you know, the left tackle's got to be able to, you know, stop that guy.
It doesn't really sound like that much fun, to be honest. Certainly not as appealing as catching the game-winning touchdown or catching the quarterback. But after missing most of last season with a broken leg, it's something Jokel is anxious to do.
And no one ever wants to get hurt. And I think the biggest thing I learned was I don't want to get hurt again. So, you know, that's going to be my mindset. And, you know, going out there, just going to keep playing, get my confidence back and, you know, excited to get back out there.
Things are different at Everbank Field in 2014, or at least different from when we last saw Jokel on the field. The Jags were 0-4 when he was hurt in St. Louis and headed for a dismal 0-8 beginning. But they didn't stay down, and after finishing 4-4 over the second half of last season, there is a tangible optimism about what's happening in Jacksonville. Luke felt a turn last fall and wants to keep it going.
That first practice, you know, I was getting the goosebumps a little bit, just being back out there, being able to do something I love so much, and, you know, being with your teammates is the best part. Being around in the locker room, talking football and all that kind of stuff is the best part. And, you know, there's definitely an excitement around this building and especially around the city.
Only one starter returns from last season, and I've had the chance to talk to most of the offensive line about their offseason makeover. And no doubt they're excited about building something new. What they aren't is experienced, which is something that doesn't seem to bother any of them.
It doesn't have to be how many games we've played and, you know, how many years and all that kind of stuff. We're in a race to be experienced, you know. We can go out there, we can play fast, we can play tough, and we just got to gain that experience with each other. We're all really hungry and we all want to be great.
Wanting to be great is a prerequisite for Gus Bradley. He wants guys who love to play and who want to reach their highest level of performance. Luke says that's what the entire locker room is all about.
The first conversation I had with him was on a visit before the draft, and, you know, talking with him and meeting with him, it was something that's really, you know, it's contagious, and it goes through everyone. You kind of walk out of the room after you're done with them, just kind of in a better mood, more energy, and, you know, he comes and he brings that every single day.
Jokel is focused on what he wants to get done this season, but he isn't afraid to look back either. He wouldn't want to miss the chance to learn from Tony Boselli, who provides him with a chance to learn from one of the very best to ever play the game.
He came in right off the bat out of college, you know, dominating in this league. And speaking for myself, that's hard to do. That's really hard to do. And you know, it's definitely, you know, he's one of the best guys to learn from. And I've had the opportunity to talk with him a little bit. And, you know, last season he kind of mentored me through the first, you know, first few games when I was playing, all that kind of stuff, helping me, teach me things. You know, he's been a huge help ever since I've been here. And, you know, keep trying to build that relationship with him is going to help me out a ton.
For Jaguars.com, I'm Brian Sexton.